medieval history. He'd poured his passion into teaching, research, and writing as a professor at Columbia University. On the other side of the spectrum, jousting gave him a physical outlet to turn to, when burying himself in books didn't cut it. And he hadn't been a monk, of course. But he'd never fallen in love again. No other woman had ever come close to being as smart, as fun, or as sexy as Molly. Their connection had been so natural, so passionate, so damned good. And he'd never stopped missing her. After they'd broken up at the end of freshman year, Molly hadn't returned to Columbia. Countless times, Harry had wanted to search for her, to ask her to come back and be with him again. But he'd never allowed himself to do it, not while the issues in his family hadn't gone away. Only now that things had changed, what if he finally looked her up? What if he showed up on her doorstep out of the blue and told her that his biggest regret was breaking her heart? What if he asked her to give him a second chance? Would she invite him inside and hear him out? Or was she already married with a great husband and cute kids, having moved on with her life, even though he hadn't? Aldwyn got up slowly and walked over to put his broad head beneath Harry's hand, while making a low, rumbly sound. The dog's way of saying he needed to go outside to take care of business. Harry had adopted Aldwyn after seeing him on one of the animal shelter buses that came to the nearby farmer's market. Everyone had been crowding around the puppies, while Aldwyn slept in his corner stall. No one else at the market seemed to want to bring home an oversized dog of indeterminate breed who was graying at the muzzle. But Harry had been thinking about getting a dog for a while. Someone to keep him company, now that everyone he knew was busy being blissfully happy and in love. Besides, he was starting to gray a little around the jawline himself, so he figured they were a perfectly matched set. Harry was just grabbing Aldwyn's leash to take him into the garden patch out front when the doorbell rang. Anyone who knew Harry or his family would have heeded the note he'd taped to the door telling them to come on inside. Maybe it was a delivery, or a kid going door to door selling chocolate for charity. But as he clipped on Aldwyn's leash and they walked into the foyer, something told Harry it was going to be more than that. He hoped none of his family was going to be hit by an unexpected bombshell. Drake and Rosa had been through more than enough after illegally taken nude photos of her had been leaked to the press. Suzanne and Roman had also been through a rough time together while fighting a major threat to her digital security company. Alec and Cordelia had only just cemented their happily ever after, and their father needed to take it easy after his recent heart attack. The very last thing Harry expected to find on his doorstep was a teenage girl. She looked remarkably familiar. His heart actually skipped a beat when he realized he could have been looking at Molly back when they were students. The only significant difference was that this girl's hair was a lighter shade. Aldwyn was the first to greet her, pushing his muzzle into her hand.
"Oh, hi there."
She patted him on his neck, which was just what he was after.
"Aren't you sweet?"
The girl's resemblance to Molly was already uncanny, but it was her voice that nearly knocked Harry over. There was no denying that she must be Molly's daughter. Immediately, he started calculating. After all, they'd broken up nearly 16 years ago, and this girl looked to be around 15. Was there any chance?
"Are you Harris and Jack Sullivan?" she asked.
Aldwyn leaned against her leg, as though he felt she needed protection, and her hand lay on his ruff.
"Yes," he replied,
still barely able to believe the resemblance, and what might be possible.
"I'm Harry."
A flicker of a smile crossed the girl's face before disappearing back into uncertainty.
"Harry," she said, as though she were trying on his name for size. "I like that more than Harrison. It's not so stuffy."
He would have laughed. Teenagers had a knack for knocking you down a peg or two without even trying. But how could he laugh when he couldn't stop wondering? He had to clear his throat,